And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the San Francisco 49ers. Number five, November 18th, 1979. Trailing 21-10 in the second quarter, the Broncos go on a roll and score 28 straight points, highlighted by touchdown passes from Cal product Craig Morton to both Otis Armstrong and Riley Odoms. Linebacker Bob Swenson, also from the University of California, made a triumphant return himself to his home state, returning a fumble for an 88-yard touchdown. The Broncos would go on to win 38-28. Number 4, September 19th, 1982. In the Broncos' final game before a 57-day player strike, Denver made it a memorable one. Trailing by 7 in the fourth, quarterback Steve DeBerg connected with Rick Upchurch for a 37-yard touchdown strike to tie the game at 21. The fate of the game belonged to kicker Rich Carlos.
The barefooted kicker will try this one from the 8-yard line, left hash mark. This is it. Carlos's kick. Yes, it's gone. The Broncos win. Time runs out. The game is over. It is Denver 24, San Francisco 21.
Number 3, November 11th, 1985. Broncos hosting the defending Super Bowl champions on Monday Night Football. It was a back-and-forth battle at a frigid Mile High Stadium. Running back Gene Lang got the Broncos on the board, and John Elway connected with target Steve Watson to put Denver up 14-3. The Broncos' defense proved to be ready for prime time, stifling the Niners four times at the goal line. After San Francisco mounted a second-half comeback to take a 16-14 lead, the dynamic duo of Elway to Watson struck again, setting up Rich Carlos for the game winner. The Broncos won the game 17-16. Number 2, October 9th, 1988. The Broncos brought some mile-high magic to Candlestick Park. With the 49ers leading 13-6 in the fourth quarter, John Elway hits Vance Johnson for the 8-yard touchdown, tying the game at 13. The game stayed deadlocked and headed to overtime. In the sudden death period, the Broncos won the coin toss but decided to defer. It proved to be a wise decision by Dan Reeves.
Intercepted, Steve Wilson. The 10, Wilson at the 5. The Broncos get the interception, and it's first and goal, Denver. Kubiak will be the holder to win in overtime. The ball is down. Carlos's kick is on the way. The Broncos win. Rich Carlos has won it in overtime for the Broncos.
And number 1, December 23rd, 2000. An emotional Saturday in Broncos history, as it was the final home game at Mile High Stadium. This one was no contest in a 38-9 Broncos victory. Wide receivers Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith became just the second set of teammates in NFL history to each catch 100 or more passes in a single season. Rookie running back Mike Anderson scored the final touchdown in Mile High history. But this game was all about the fans and the closing of the building the Broncos called home for 41 seasons. In the end, nobody wanted to go home, and the celebration seemed to last all night.